This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Cholera cases rise to 93 in Birgan city and surrounding areas. Health Minister Pradeep Paurel vows strong action as he deploys expert teams. Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development reports a drop in paddy plantation caused by unfavorable weather. Tej being celebrated throughout the country today, especially by Hindu women. President, Vice President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. And police launch a manhunt for a gunman who shot dead two police officers in Australia's Victoria state. Now the news in detail. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paurel has reaffirmed the government's commitment to controlling the cholera outbreak in Birgan city and other affected areas. During an inspection visit to Narayani Hospital in Birganj, which currently has the highest number of patients, Minister Paurel interacted directly with those undergoing treatment and instructed hospital staff to ensure that no patient has to pay for the medicines and the test. He also pledged that public hospitals will continue providing free treatment for epidemic-related illnesses with no shortage of medicines or manpower. The minister informed that testing kits are being provided to private hospitals and that expert teams have been deployed to investigate the cause of the outbreak. Following the hospital inspection, Minister Paurel met with Birganj Mayor Rajesh Man Singh, local officials and health partners including WHO and UNICEF. The meeting stressed the need for coordinated efforts and a one-door policy for distributing medical supplies to avoid inefficiencies. According to the Parsa District Health Office, the number of confirmed cholera cases in Birganj has reached 93, with patient numbers rising sharply in both public and private health institutions. Nepal is preparing to undergo its second sovereign credit rating. A meeting held at the Ministry of Finance yesterday discussed preparations and agreed to highlight the country's key achievements. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel directed officials to present Nepal's recent progress effectively during the process. The Global Credit Rating Agency Fitch will be conducting the assessment, with its team expected to arrive in Nepal soon. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has reported a drop in paddy plantation this year because of unfavorable weather. According to the Department of Agriculture, as of Sunday, only 94.9% paddy plantation has been completed compared to 98.54% at the same time last year, which is a decline of 3.65%. Department Director Prakash Kumar Sanjil said the delay in rainfall has reduced plantation, while insufficient irrigation is affecting already planted saplings. He warned that this could negatively impact overall paddy production this year. The festival of Tej, also known as Haritalika, is being celebrated across the country today with devotion and enthusiasm, mainly by Hindu women. Women observe a day-long fast today, pray for the longevity and prosperity of their husbands, and offer worship to Lord Shiva. The celebrations also highlight sisterhood as women gather at their parental homes for singing and dancing. Shiva temples, including Pashupatinath in capital Kathmandu, are witnessing an overwhelming numbers of devotees. Authorities at the Pashupati Area Development Trust say special arrangements have been made for devotees to have smooth access to darshan. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paurel, Vice President Ram Sahib Prasad Yadav and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli have extended best wishes, noting that Tej is not only a religious occasion but also a celebration of love, cultural identity and social unity. In Palpa, which is in the western part of Nepal, wetlands and water birds are under severe threat from human activities, rampant pesticide use, climate change and shrinking waterland areas. once vibrant with herons, storks, and egrets during the monsoon. Fields and river banks in areas like Mari, Argali, and Rampur now see fewer of these water birds. Pesticide runoff into rivers has disseminated fish populations, a critical food source for these birds, while unchecked development and land conversion for housing have destroyed vital habitats. Locals note a sharp decline in water bird numbers due to reduced food availability and habitat loss. Experts warn that disappearing wetlands endanger not only wildlife but also human ecosystems. Local authorities are planning conservation initiatives to protect wetlands and revive water bird populations, stressing the urgent need to safeguard these ecosystems for both nature and human communities. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Police have launched a manhunt for a gunman who shot dead two police officers in the tiny alpine town of Porepunkha in Australia's Victoria state. Two officers have been killed and a third has been seriously injured, according to the Australian police. 10 officers went to address at around 10:30 local time to serve a warrant. The situation in Porepunkha, about 300 kilometres northeast of Melbourne, is an active incident, and dozens of police and emergency services have been deployed to the scene. Australian media says the officers were at the address to serve a warrant for historical sex offences. Gun crime is relatively rare in Australia, which has some of the world's strictest gun regulations. Protesters calling for an end to the war in Gaza and the return of hostages being held there took to the streets in Israel early today morning, ahead of a security cabinet meeting scheduled for today evening. AFP journalists saw protesters blocking roads in Tel Aviv, waving Israeli flags and holding up pictures of the hostages. Israeli media reported others rallying near a U.S. embassy branch in the city, as well as outside the houses of various ministers across the country. The agenda of the security cabinet meeting has not been officially disclosed, but local reports suggest it could be to discuss renewed negotiations for a ceasefire and hostage release deal. The cabinet approved in early August a plan for military to take over Gaza City, triggering fears for the safety of hostages and a new wave of protests that has seen tens of thousands take to the country's streets in recent weeks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last week had ordered immediate talks aimed at securing the release of all remaining captives in Gaza, while also doubling down on plans for new offensive to seize Gaza's largest city, that is the Gaza City. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi and Sudar Paschim province and the hilly region of the country. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently the monsoon low pressure trough is located south of its near normal position in the eastern part of the country and around the near normal position in the western part of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Cholera cases rise to 93 in Birgan city and surrounding areas. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel vows strong action as he deploys expert teams. Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development reports a drop in paddy plantation caused by unfavorable weather. These being celebrated throughout the country by Hindu women, President, Vice President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. And police launch a manhunt for a gunman who shot dead two police officers in Australia's Victoria state. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and happy Tees to those who are celebrating.